I'm Ruth Kramer with Mission Network News. The World Watch List for 2017 is out, and the numbers are showing a trend that's neither a surprise nor good news. Details on that coming up. And then you've probably heard of reduce, reuse, and recycle. But what does that have to do with the gospel? We'll flesh that out in a minute or two. But first, Open Doors 2017 World Watch List made waves on the international scene yesterday as it exposed the new top 50 countries where persecution of Christians is the worst. We talked the other day about the importance of identifying entities causing Christian persecution, like ISIS or Boko Haram, in addition to governments and states. Open Doors USA's Kristen Wright says this distinction impacted country standings on the list.
Each year when we release our list, we see unique trends for that past year. And those non-state actors are a key trend for this World Watch List.
For example, ISIS only controls territory in Iraq and Syria. But because ISIS has branches and grassroots movements in several other surrounding nations, it raised the level of Christian persecution in those countries, too.
One of those countries would be Somalia. This year, it ranks number 2 on the World Watch List, and we see where extremist groups are working to promote their dangerous ideology, not only by recruiting very young people, but also in the schools.
At missionnews.org, find the links to the World Watch List, as well as what you can be doing to be part of the solution.
Start by informing yourself on this crucial issue. Begin to pray, begin to act, and together we can hold up our brothers and sisters who are facing persecution around the world.
Next, sanctions, allegations of election tampering, and rhetoric have played into an increasingly tense relationship between the U.S. and Russia. Relations are at a post-Cold War low, and there's fear of more Russian meddling in French and German elections this year, too. However, Mission Eurasian's Wally Kulikov says believers in the United States are uniquely resourced when it comes to Great Commission thinking. When unified, stuff happens, if history's any indication.
When Americans prayed for South Korea, South Korea was transformed. South Korea has become a tremendous country of sending missionaries. When America prays for China, China experiences a revolution, a hunger for God's word that today we still talk about.
Russia's also a big place to pray over. The spiritual needs are myriad. Always ready to suggest some way to get new people involved, Kulikov says,
take a map of Russia and take a dart and just throw it at Russia. Russia alone is the size of a full moon. And so throw a dart and pray for the city and the people and ask God to plant a church.
And then come alongside ministries like Mission Eurasia, training the next generation of church leaders and church planters. The details are at missionnews.org. And finally, people recycle because they know it makes a difference. For Christian Resources International, that difference is eternal. We're talking about books, specifically the Bible and Christian materials. But when one person is done reading a book, CRI is encouraging them to pass it along to Christians around the world. Jason Wolford, executive director of CRI, says they have a history of supporting the church.
Over the last 60 years, we have sent $300 million of donated Bibles and Christian books to over 170 nations, all the while empowering native and foreign missionaries with the Word of God in hopes that they might be able to use those materials for Bible colleges, seminary, for evangelism, and the list goes on.
And they're fueled by the desire to support the spread of the gospel, not just one time, but many.
When you're sending a Bible or a Christian book, those are things that are read and shared, whether it be in congregation or in groups and villages. More than one person's reading it.
Consider sharing a book that made a difference in your faith. The details are at missionnews.org. And thank you for listening to Mission Network News, a service of One Way Ministries. We're listener-supported by people just like you, and we're all about providing tools for our faith walk. This month, Slavic Gospel Association is offering a free devotional written by a woman for women. It's called My Father's House by Ruth Dynica Erdell. And although it was written to address discipling needs of Slavic women, the biblical truths stand for us all. Look for the links at missionnews.org. This is missionnews.org. I'm Ruth Kramer.